dissect your anatomy. Y'all niggas played out like a Duracell battery. You ain't got no energy, no mental faculties. Come and fuck with this, I might leave you in the factory. We be manufacturing everything that you need for your faculties. Please don't fuck with me, cause you will end up on some mishappening. What's happening? Trust me, I'm outstanding. If you ain't know by now, got no understanding. And if you don't know by now, I own the planet. I expose you like the titties on Janet at the Super Bowl after Justin Timberlake. I'm a Timberwolf. Fuck with me, might find you in a lake. I've been the dude. I'm not superstitious. I never grew up in a household that was true religious. But trust me, in the streets we rock this true religion. And them niggas might pull up and cook the chicken. No KFC and no Colonel Sanders. I ran and played in the field like I was Don, like I was Deion Sanders. Better watch, cause them niggas might get shot like they was Black Panthers. It's crazy in the streets. All I scream for my babies is peace. Yeah, I said it's crazy in the streets. Huh, I scream out peace for my babies in the streets.
Oof, welcome to the Boom Bap Syndicate, man. Mm-hmm. Tell us, man, where else you can hear that?
Nowhere else, bro.
Nowhere else, man.
Nowhere else, bro.
Not I already know, this, man.
You know what I mean?
We got that pure over here.
You know what I mean? You might hear a little something like that at Icon Hip Hop, you know what I mean? But most definitely, bro, we keep it all the way 100% real and raw here, bro.
Keeping 1,000 to 1,000,000.
Thorough.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of which, that new single is out. Keep it thorough.
Yes.
You know what I mean? On all streaming platforms. You know what I mean? We're going to be dropping a video for that joint real soon. That actually came out on the birthday of hip hop, August 11th. And I know that it's right because that song is man, the hook. This is hip hop.
Yes.
Not the type of shit that you say on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like,
real talk.
Yeah, man. So, let's give him the track.
Give him the track list, man.
Go ahead, B.
So we at Court Lake Chemist. That's by the Northern Danielson. Danielson featuring Finn. Court Lake Chemist. I like that track a lot. Shout out to Canada. Moving on. Solar Splash. Solar Splash. Mm-hmm. Solar Splash by Solar Splash. That's for my brother, you know. Peace just. Mm-hmm. Putting out that fire. Also from the North Side, Canada. You know what we do, man. Moving on. Not Me by Shane Noir, 7XV The Genius. I think it's supposed to be Love The Genius. That's my assumption. Mm-hmm. The 7 is the L and the X is supposed to be the O. Mm-hmm. Love The Genius or 7XV The Genius. That attracts fire. Crazy instrumental. Then the next one, New Beginning by Shane Noir, again featuring Sun Little. Mm-hmm. That one was off fine. The Color Chocolate too.
Yep.
I really like Conductor's breadth, man. I like his breadth of artists that he works with. Super fire. Mm-hmm. And now right now you're hearing Man Myth Legend by Conductor Williams off his beat tape. Conductor, We Have a Problem.
Yeah, Conductor, We Have a Problem.
So that's the name of the tape as well. I wanna show you guys a little clip of Conductor talking about some sampling. So, you know, and then I'm gonna get into that topic for a little bit, man. Let's show them what we do over here.
How do you get around? Because I always wonder these days, because it feels like more than ever, the sampling shit is a little bit more of an uphill battle. How do you kind of still be the type of producer you are, mm-hmm. and get through the sampling hurdles that releasing music on most, I mean, look, Mass Appeal by all counts is a boutique label, but it's like a major label.
Just got to use the humans, man. I've been saying that all this year. It's kind of like my mantra going into producing, just like use more humans. And that's just kind of where my head has been. Like, let the musicians do their thing, and then I'll manipulate it and do all of the things that I do before it goes in the machine, and then keeps going. But with technology is easy, AI is easy to use, but I just would rather use the humans, man, for real.
So Are you even like listening for samples anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
So you find, let's say you find a sample, but yeah. Let's say it's something crazy and you're like, I don't know if we get this clear.
Yeah.
Where do the humans come into play?
Yo, Napes, look, this is how it go like this, but we need it to go like this. And we need it to, you know, like
give me something similar to this or replay it. Or
we need something that feels like this. Yeah. So not even like the chord progression. I need something that feels like what I just made. So I'm still digging in the crates. I'm still going to record stores. I'm still doing that. And I'm sending these beat tapes to the homies. And it's like, I need these records to sound like this and feel like this. And then they spit out ideas back. And that's like a great form of collaboration, you know? It's like, I send them what I think, and then they send me what's jamming, and then I make a whole new beat again. So it's a longer process.
Right.
But
you're almost making two beats.
But yeah, I'm essentially making two beats until you get to the place where it's Joey, and he's like, yo, do whatever. Don't worry about the same. Don't worry about
or
the same.
Or if it's Drake, I'm sure Drake, same thing. It's like Republic's going to clear it. They go drop the
Yeah, I mean, Wiz told me the same thing. Joey told me the same thing. Of course, Drake, Cole, Jid even. They're like, yo, just do it and don't worry about it. So I'm like, okay, that's even better, you know?
That's
and I was like,
better,
oh,
then you
shit.
Can, it's almost like
let's
you're
get
in the
to
candy
it.
Store.
Yeah.
Like, I got to worry about this shit.
Yeah, let's get to it, man, you know? And then the money, obviously, for the younger producers, for short, if you guys are watching this, the money's shorter on the back end, you know? But I don't care about that.
Right.
It's like Mr. Beast. Like, my mindset with this whole shit is like Mr. Beast. Like, put all of the money back into that. Like, put all the money back into that. Take all that money, put it all back into that. So it don't make wifey happy, but
she's fine.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah. I don't even want to know how much this Louis Vuitton jacket you're wearing.
It's gonna catch up to itself.
Yeah, it's all this is AI stuff. So
your jacket?
Yeah.
Y'all heard that right there. So he said certain artists he's worked with, they just when it comes to the sampling, they just say, "Oh, yeah, it's all good. We'll get it cleared." Because maybe whoever they're working with has the resources to get the rights, no matter how expensive it is. And then other times, you know, he said that he actually likes to work with people, with musicians. Mm-hmm. And then he'll get them to play some, and then he'll do his thing from there, whether it's, well, my guess is, you know, chopping it up, changing the octave or the tone, maybe time stretching it out, or maybe he, you know, most likely has his own, you know, conductor sauce on there. But the actual sound is coming from people he's asking conductor, to play
to recreate
the
it.
Music. Yeah, and then he'll recreate it in his own right. And yo, that's honestly amazing. Because I think if we had the resources to do that all the time, we probably would do that too. You know, we have live people, right? But with violinist, you know, piece to Gustavo. I'm gonna get you soon, Gustavo. And then your pianist in there, you know, maybe a cello, you know what I mean, for the low end. Yeah. Some crazy ensemble, and then, you know, go from there. Mm-hmm. The main thing that I wanted to highlight and I kind of ask you about too, God, is, you know, what you think of the state of sampling right now and its effects on hip hop. Because, you know, part of my climate check today, on top of our amazing song that just dropped, Keep It Thorough, that y'all just heard us talking about, the other part was the kind of the quick education on this case that made everything have to be licensed in hip-hop. So in 1991, the case, Grand Upright Music versus Warner Bros. Records, is a situation where Grand Upright's music ended up winning the case for the rights for the song that Biz Markie had made using their sample. So, you know, in turn, they had to just take the song down completely. And this is 1991, so this is the case where after that, okay, all labels, bodies, companies in the music industry, this is established. Okay, if I take this person's thing without saying it or without editing, letting them know or giving them the rights or working out some type of deal numbers wise, we cannot use other people's music. Yeah. 1991 right there, Biz Markie. The song was called Lonely Again. Okay. And so Yeah, so because they lost here, now that changed everything. Before that, it was kind of like a, you know, like a gray area. Yeah. More so of like a, this was the case
don't
that
snitch.
That
don't be telling.
This is the case that ended the lawless era of hip hop, right? where artists will freely sample,
yeah.
you know, audio collage, audio files, or just you know, work. That's the basis, like your collage, you know, and it seems natural to the art, right? My argument that it is natural to the art, to any art, right? Like painters will do it, but the thing is, a painter wouldn't have to get the rights because they might be inspired by painting, make their own version, make it their own painting with the inspiration from that. But you know, how can you unless you draw the exact same thing, right? You can't really copy and paste a painting, right? Which would just end up being a replica. But it's hip hop is and music is unique in its own right, where you could take pieces of this, pieces of that, pieces of this somewhere else, and bring it all together and make one thing. And people could do that with the same song over and over and come out with something completely different. And so in 91, that ended up changing the trajectory of how people make stuff. And so it was interesting to hear, you know, Conductor say that, like, yo, business-wise, it's also easier just to use people, right? It's also easier. And also for the producers out there who are thinking of using samples, with that cash flow that you're getting, you do end up getting less on the back end. You're less in general because of the contract that you partake in with whoever sample you're using. Right, so, and like Conductor said he doesn't do it for the money, and I think that's a great way to do anything. Don't do it for the money. Just make what you want to make, and then, you know, the rest hopefully will figure itself out.
Yeah, because, I mean, if a track does really well, you know, it's like, okay, here you go. You know? That's
yeah.
the perspective of something. I think that honestly, I think it's another way to control the game.
Yeah, 100%.
Hip hop is created off sampling, bro. They were sampling disco, R&B, like the R&B back then, the James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like. Hip hop is based on sampling.
Yeah.
So when I see this shit, it's just fucking corporate America.
Yeah.
Being a bunch of racist fucking goofies. Over here, mastering the original man. Lying, stealing, and what? How to master the original man. And that's what I want to do, so. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, yo, geez, you know, the first copyright of music was in the 1700s.
Mm.
And what it was lyric sheets,
right?
Cause they didn't have recorders back then,
right?
Allegedly, so. In England, they came up with the first copyright by printing the lyric sheets. That's basically the root of the first copyright.
Conductor.
You know
conductor.
What I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like that good and bad concept, like I said earlier. Because on one degree, somebody uses your thing, right? And I mean, if you're all about your money and somebody's getting rich off of your intellectual property, you ain't seeing none, then yeah, you probably gonna be upset. But then if you're like KRS, who said anybody can sample my music, I mean, I think your legacy grows even further and longer because of that. Because now you're in so many other people's music. Catalog, you know what I'm saying? And so I mean really it's in perspective, it's Yeah, it depends on who you ask, man. Honestly, if somebody want to sample my music for something good, not negative, but good, then go by all means. But if not, if it ain't good, then you know, nah, man. You know what I mean? And I say that like, don't put my song in a goddamn porno video. You know what I'm right?
Conductor.
Who's got a hard body?
Fucking remix. Make some fucking crazy EDM drop for the sex tape.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Ooh, hard body. Ooh, hard body. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Make some horny.
That type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, nah, nigga, don't do all that.
Yeah, so it depends. That. Like, you in a KRS's case, like, yeah, what about people who are just gonna use it to make, like, yeah, use it for things like that, you know? But he said that anyone could go do it.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's when I guess the risks that one runs.
But. Yeah, I think, well, in my opinion, it should be more so used to protect smaller artists from big artists. Because I've heard lots of situations where people say, you know, Drake took this from so-and-so who I never heard of, or made that flow, or this person took so-and-so from this person I never heard of.
Yeah.
Right? Or there's some, you know, a teenager who blew up, who made one big song, and then now, you know, it's a potential for a trend. So bigger artists are like, they look for that, especially if they're more commercialized.
Yeah.
They look for that, and then they're going to try to replicate it. Yeah. Before that said young person conductor, or that said creator can take that for their own.
Straight up, bro.
So,
and that's
yeah.
And see, that right there, that deals with publishing, because, you know, the copyright of the beat, melody, and lyric, right, is split between the producer and the artist.
Yeah.
If the artist didn't help create the beat, they created the melody and the lyrics, right? That's a perfect example of somebody stealing that. And, you know, the artist maybe not having their publishing or just having their legal business, you know? Or you know, like niggas just hear it and they're like, yo, that's mine. They just take it. And then because they're bigger than the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's whack. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's whack. You know, it's really whack. It's like, you know, back to Conway Today. You know, he said the same thing. He's like, bro, like, you know, because they put a lot of music out, right? Like,
yeah.
A lot of music.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
And sure, like, I respect it.
He's like, y'all niggas be in a room with, like, all these writers. Y'all don't even write your own shit, right? And it's like, oh, gee, like, I'm so behind that, bro. Like, honestly, like, there's a difference between a nigga being like, yo, check out this bar. Right,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to like writing the whole, like, you know that song
Conductor
by Drizzy and Cole, man.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 writers accredited on that.
Mm.
10 fucking writers, G. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's crazy, bro. 10 writers. So, you know, like, I give it to Drizzy. He can deliver. I'll never say that Drizzy can't deliver.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He can deliver, right? You know, it just seems like when you're a part of a major label, you know, that's the game, almost, you know, because the label, they like the contract, you know,
the fucking contract,
and like what they can get away with, and, you know, if you don't know it, you know what I mean, like. It all coming back to them in the long run. Those songwriters, all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And usually they bring in their own song. Well, I shouldn't say usually, but from what I've heard is that they bring in their own songwriters, right?
Mm.
You know what's really crazy is how many ghostwriters there is that get used up by labels for these fucking major artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, used up. I watched this one shorty was doing majority of Rihanna's thing, eh? And really
conductor,
wasn't seeing
conductor,
no paper.
Conductor.
How rich is she?
Yeah.
How wealthy is she?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the ill shit. Right?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, as a ghostwriter, you almost should have a copyright.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? To protect you, right? No, nigga, I get a percentage of this. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter what.
Yeah.
I get it. I get on the publishing and the master.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
That's how it should be. That's a little gem for any ghostwriters out there. Tell me if it works out for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, yeah, so, but hip hop is straight up, bro, like sampling, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hip hop is, and that's what we created.
You know what I'm saying, G? Like,
and then we let people come in and then change the rules in our own house. You know? Shout out to Primo.
How many of those niggas didn't know? See, that's the thing too, right? It's like the people don't even know the business, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like again, environment, God.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all comes back to that.
These people are coming from nothing. The ears 100K. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sudden wealth syndrome, God. They didn't even know how to deal with that.
Conductor.
Then that's why
conductor.
They burned it away.
Mm.
Right? Mm. How many, you hear that in sports? Entertainment?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
So, those brothers and sisters didn't know. They didn't know. And back then, too, bro, like, and I'm not even gonna say, like, but you know, back then, bro, a lot of these labels was ran, as it's probably still ran by a lot of, like, high-level gangsters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
High-level gangsters. The mob alone owned a large portion of black artists.
Mm.
Okay? Motown, all of this shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, so yeah, we have to, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, guy? Like, there's a lot of players in with their hands in the cookie jar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what are you gonna do? Like, some people just get thugged out.
Yeah, straight up, a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Pimped.
Thugged out, like, nah, you doing this or that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, G.
There's always steps you can trace back that got him into that position.
Conductor, for sure. Conductor. All that above is caused by the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
So, man, get a lawyer if someone is offering something that you might need or want in exchange for something that you have. It means that whatever that you have is most likely 10 times as valuable than the number they're offering.
Straight up,
though. So get a lawyer and see if they're even allowing you to keep that thing as your own while they use it to show off to other people for monetization.
Yeah. That actually ties in, I think, to the next song. Is Rome Streets next up? Want to play this?
No, next up is Stick Figure.
Okay.
And Conductor.
Yeah. There's a song where Rome is talking about what we're talking about. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into that, man. So I think it's Casey Aliens or Kalians, the song is called, by Stick Figure, Conductor Williams.
This one's
great. Yes, sir.
Carrying the matches already. me safe passage. I'm 36, lost my gig, dropping dirty piss. What I got nothing to offer the hoe but sturdy dick, ratchet and nerdy chicks. Yeah, curvy and thick, freaky to conservative. I'm saying I gotta pick. Yeah, elegant rap brings a pelican's flap. The dark horse, they ain't believe we'd excel with these scraps. Odds been stacked against us, watch the felons adapt. I got lost on my way like Magellan's with maps. I'm getting baked, eyes glazed, chasing cake batter. Got the ingredients, worse is what I make matters. Guess for argument's sake, I break patterns. Let them imitate, let them know I ain't
flattered. If you have to put cranberry on that dressing, it ain't fire. What's to playing about? Snakes in their garden, they stay lying. Y'all don't got gardens, y'all got weeds and shit. Complying and make snakes, y'all brothers, rats, possums, and paper tigers. We hot boxing, provocative mics, just types of iron. So no matter where we go, haters, lovers, voters, and sirens. Most my heroes carry me, said fuck the state. Got a lid like his, historic earthquakes, but ain't known today. When the Panthers was underground, they became BLA. From Shola to them Shakurs, that's tribal DNA. The rebels is just as raw as the gangsters. Even raw if you understand in the inner sanctums. Contiguous love projections. We told we, but we love we, reflecting seas. We color dreams, facing my vicinity. Fighting my own lies, eyes on a prize. Fried, dyed, and piper pied. Modern those kids with them jean jackets with no sleeves. They said fuck the system and down with the devils. Even if they are them devils, who the gods in here? When it's time to face judgment, where that God up here? Sports spears when I cross hairs. Make sure my parts clear. My dog pitters are bright black boys by the barber soft chairs. Me and these beats, these instrumentals, these they conductor influence my pencil. You can self-destruct if you stay lit. We talking decolonization, I praise it. We the chain sit. Fuck the money blessings. Missouri is the essence. Call territory impressions.
Known to man.
You claim to be an optimist.
Yes, I am. I believe in the ability of man to overcome most obstacles.
I've had enough of your philosophy. It's time for action, not words.
Now wait one moment. I said there was no way known to man. There might be a way known to woman.
Yo, it's so alone in that broken home. She knew what daddy was a rolling stone. Mama stay working her fingers to the bone to keep the light rays on. Not raising her own grandmother playing the role. Too grand, too old. So shorty had to teach herself the car play. Now with her brother father been, she learned a lot of this the hard way. The fast lane got nothing on her car chase. Bar place boyfriends keep her looking Scarface. Line sorters call her crime soldier. Confide with her fake ass friends. Good luck trying to find solace. Dinner linen over shit, skidding covers. Got the best feeling venom in them. Told you not to mess with them. Women grinning, grilling behind your back. Grinning, killing momentum. Life's over. Time to rise like the pipe smoking hydro. My high rolling and dozing, but only with her eyes open. Thermostat everywhere she turns. See her own breath when she breathing. Believing not even ice cold. Bitter taste, the only thing she ever got out of life. Can you explain how she made it this far without God in her life? 20 birthdays live without pops in her life. Strange how the man change and wanna pop in her life. Apologize at a grave site, the victim of a shooter, that's right. No happy endings and no reunions.
I was partial to tragedy in my youth. Your experience taught me that life is quite tragic enough without my having to write about it.
Do you feel that I'm feeling, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
Yes.
I actually don't think you're thinking anything.
Baby, we're gonna try.
anxiety.
Conductor.
If we're steady.
Conductor.